The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Morning, Glory America, Bonjour, hi, Canada, from inside the Beltway, I'm Hugh Hewitt. It is Veterans Day. Happy Veterans Day to all of you who have worn the uniform of the United States, who are wearing it now. Today is a tradition that I established 15 years ago. On Veterans Day, I talked to you about the Injured Marine Semper Fi Fund, except this year they have a new name. It is, I want to get it right, I'm looking at my note, Semper Fi and America's Fund. Now, the Semper Fi Fund used to run America's Fund at the same time. Now they put in the name just for clarity. They serve every wounded veteran out there. They began serving grievously injured Marines coming back from the war in Afghanistan, then, of course, in Iraq and through the 20 years of the long war. They have now, of course, embraced for years every wounded service member that they can help. And they have assisted 25,000 combat wounded, critically ill, and catastrophically injured service members, their veterans and families, with raising over $288 million in assistance. So today, I would love for you to call their number, which is, I will give it to you a million times in the course of the day, 1-760-725-3680. Go to their website, thefund.org, www.thefund.org, or write to them at 825 College Boulevard, Suite 102, PMB 609, Peter Mary Baker, Oceanside, California, 92057. As always, I begin this show with Wendy Lethine and my friend Karen Hetherington. They have been there from the beginning. And when I say the beginning, around a kitchen table at Camp Pendleton, soon after the war had begun in Afghanistan, and they began to bring home the troops. I'll keep you posted on the news, but let's begin with the ladies. I'm joined again by Wendy Lethine, Vice President of Donor Relations and Outreach at the Semper Fi Fund, Karen Hetherington, Senior Case Manager for the Eastern Region. So we got West and East. Wendy and Karen, welcome back. I see we have now gotten to $288 million in assistance since the beginning of the fund. But, Wendy, I've just added new stations by the gobful. This is the first time they've ever heard about the Semper Fi Fund. Really just the first time. Would you tell them the history? Because it's really remarkable.
I would love to, Hugh. But first of all, thanks so much for having us for this special tribute, because it's more important than ever to share our stories from our combat wounded, critically ill, and catastrophically injured service members whom Semper Fi and America's Fund helps. We want to be here. We want to inspire and connect to your listeners. The Semper Fi and America's Fund was started back in 2004 when the first medevacs were coming in. And Karen Gunther was at the Naval Hospital at Camp Pendleton, saw these service members coming in and saw their needs. And believe it or not, we are one of those kitchen table stories. We sat around a kitchen table at Camp Pendleton and tried to figure out how to help our service members and their families. And from there, you know, here we are 16 years later, and we're doing it like no other. We are proud of how we help, who the numbers of who we've helped, 25,000 combat wounded, critically ill, and catastrophically injured service members, veterans, and their families. Everything from being there at bedside to transition to recovery to their communities so that they can thrive.
Now, you made a change on me this year, Wendy. It's now thefund.org. That's new, and I want people to know that it's new. That's a big breath when you change something. We've been doing this for 15 years, and all of a sudden you throw me a curveball like that. I'm going to be telling. It's going to take me some muscle memory time.
It will, but boy, it's a lot easier to say the fund.org than the Semper Fi and AmericaFund.org. So
yes,
everyone will remember the fund.org.
The fund.org. The phone number is 760-725-3680. I'll give the snail mail address in just a second. I want people to know they have an A-plus rating, one of two veterans charity. Only two in America have the A-plus rating from Charity Watch. 4 stars from Charity Navigator for the past decade, which is an achievement only 2% of charities get. The platinum seal of transparency from GuideStar. I'm always amazed because I run a not-for-profit. They have a 7% overhead. That's nothing in the world of overhead. And right now we have the Double Down for Veterans Match campaign from the Bob and Renee Parsons Foundation. What is the exact match, Wendy? Is it 10? I don't know.
Okay, so it's dollar for dollar. Your donations will be matched dollar for dollar from November 1st through December 31st, and up to 10,000, 10 million. I'm sorry, 10 million.
That's what I wasn't reading right. It said 10K. I said, wait, the Parsons Foundation's a lot more generous than that, as I recall, for the Semper Fi, for the fund.org.
They are.
Karen Hetherington, case manager, senior case manager. I love talking to you every year. I've already talked to some of the guys that I taped earlier and actually got tears in my eyes, which only happens once or twice every time I do this show. I don't know how you have done this emotionally for 15 years. Tell me about it.
Hi, Hugh. Thanks for having me on today. I've done it because I love it. I love meeting the service members and their families, and it's extremely gratifying to see them go from being at their absolute worst after some pretty horrifying combat injuries through the whole arc of recovery back to, you know, having families and finding new careers and integrating back into their communities. It's a great feeling to see that whole evolution.
And the number of people you have all helped, 25,000 combat wounded, critically ill, catastrophically injured service members. It's sort of overwhelming, and the American people don't know about the gaps. And you folks stand in the gap. You really do, for any service member who's been injured. And, Wendy, since you were there at the beginning, I mean, you must not have had any ambition to do this, but what an astonishing work.
Well, we had the ambition to help, and we wanted to be there. And as, you know, as the years went by, we see, you know, more needs and more ways to help. And it evolved into, you know, the many, many programs. But we have a comprehensive programs to help our service members.
And Karen, it's a strange year. It's COVID. And everybody who does what you do found it harder to get done what needs to be done. How have you coped with COVID for the fund.org team, Semper Fi, Semper Fi Fund, America's Fund? How's it changed this year?
Well, you know, COVID has been hard on everyone, but it's been particularly hard on our service members. It definitely worsens PTSD and anxiety. And, you know, we've always tried to tailor our assistance to our service members' needs, and COVID is no different. You know, we're there to help them with whatever COVID throws their way. You know, we've helped out with loss of income when they or their spouse has lost a job. You know, we're sending grocery cards and food packages to our most severely ill and injured, the ones that it would be a real health risk for them to go out to a grocery store. You know, we're trying to help out our service members who are new to homeschooling. You know, we're sending them educational activities and materials to help them with their homeschooling their children. So we're just trying to adapt to the current environment, and we're staying in very close contact with our service members and making sure they know we're here and that we're making sure they're okay.
You know, and Wendy, I want to pick up on that before we go to the end of the break. You guys do so much. Team Semper Fi, Jinx McCain we'll hear about, Neurofitness, Alternative Health Solutions. But there are lots of ways in COVID that it's urgent that you stay fully funded because many of the invisible injuries are greatly worsened by isolation, and the virus is increasing isolation everywhere. I mean, how is leadership at the fund.org responding?
Well, we're there. We have had boots on the ground since the beginning. You know, with 16 years of experience of helping in crisis, we were uniquely positioned to be able to get in there fast and connect with our service members. We are a family. They depend on us. We check in on them. It's not a very different situation, except for that they need us more and they need the public support more.
You adapt. So listen, throughout the show today, I'll be giving you headlines, of course, breaking news. But remember, you can make a gift one time of recurring support. You can hold a fundraiser. You can attend a fundraiser. You can donate your car. The Legacy Fund is out there. If you're making up your trust and estates, my brother-in-law was just telling me the Semper Fi Fund is in his trust and estate plan. Ask your employer. They will match your funds. The combined federal campaign is underway in some places. The United Way is underway in some places. Have I forgotten anything, Wendy?
And the Double Down for Veterans match is going on.
The Parsons Foundation is there to double down on anything you do. Thefund.org. I'll talk with Karen and Wendy at the end of this segment again. Don't go anywhere, America. You'll hear some amazing stories, and I'll bring you the news as it happens as we go through today's Veteran Salute to the Injured Marine Semper Fi Fund and America's Fund, all found at thefund.org. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. Good Veterans Day, America. Hugh Hewitt inside the Beltway. Before I go to our first interview with a wounded warrior, let me give you an update. In Arizona, they continue to count, and Vice President, President-elect Biden is ahead of President Trump by 12,813 votes, but with 46,000 left to count. In Georgia, Biden's lead is 14,148. Wisconsin is 20,557. Pennsylvania, 47,832. Nevada, 36,726. Absent some sort of legal miracle, it's Mount Everest times two. Andrew McCarthy has a new column, which I just tweeted out, on the Pennsylvania lawsuit, which is basically the equivalent of jury nullification request by Team Trump. More on that tomorrow after I've read the briefs. Let's go to my first guest and back to thefund.org. Joined now by Sergeant Brian McGuire, United States Army. As I've told you many, many years, Semper Fi Fund also runs America Fund. They help wounded warriors from all branches. And, of course, Sergeant McGuire's Army. Good morning, Sergeant. Where do I find you this morning?
I'm in Moxville, North Carolina.
Now, you're also in the middle of election 2020. I got to tell you, I'm talking to all the veterans who have got this election stuff swirling around them. Tell me, when were you injured and what were the nature of your injuries?
So I was injured in June of 2010 in Afghanistan. I stepped on an IED, which ultimately led to me being a double below knee amputee.
Okay, so how did Semper Fi Fund and America's Fund help you out, Sergeant?
They've done quite a few things for us. They helped us out when we bought our house in redoing all the floors to make it easier for my wheelchair to roll around in here. Helped me purchase a vehicle. And probably one of the coolest things they've done is they facilitated a wheelchair-accessible crib.
Tell us about that. That's a new one for me.
Yeah, so you think about it, like a normal crib nowadays, like sits on the floor, you got to reach it from the top, there's no more doors or anything on them. And, you know, sitting in a wheelchair, I'm kind of, you know, chest or shoulder level with the top of a crib now. So, you know, reaching in and getting a baby out, it's kind of impossible, or at the very least, you know, pretty unsafe. So Semper Fi Fund, I don't know how they found this guy. I can't remember his name off the top of my head, unfortunately, who makes wheelchair accessible cribs. So it's actually raised up custom built. The guy actually had me measure myself in a wheelchair so I can roll underneath it, and then the doors open up like an old crib so I can actually reach in and, you know, grab my daughter out of the crib.
Well, how old is your daughter now?
The one the crib was originally for just turned 4 in August. But I've got a 5-month-old now, too. So.
Oh, dear. You're in the middle of COVID. You're in the middle of the election. You got a 4-year-old and a 5-month-old. So God bless you and your wife. Your wife has been on this journey with you. How is she doing?
She's doing pretty good. Talking about middle of COVID and babies, we got to experience that through a hospital, which was not very fun.
Oh, dear. Now, how did America's Fund find you? And you've told us what they've done. I mean, I haven't heard about the crib before. That's a new one. I always like to find out new ways that they work for you. But how did they find you, Sergeant?
I actually believe we got linked through the Independence Fund, which is another veterans organization. But I said America's Fund has definitely gone like above and beyond for my family.
And so is it bureaucratic at all? I like to emphasize to people how it works so that they know what they are supporting actually gets it done.
Not on my side of it, not in the least. It's literally been a phone call to the case manager, and they make stuff happen fast for guys that need it.
So, last question, Sergeant. What's ahead for you and your wife? What do you think life holds for you now besides taking care of these two daughters?
I'd recently started a small business here at the house in my shop, and my wife's a teacher, so we're going to keep kind of rolling with those.
What's the new small business?
It's called the North Arrow Project, and basically some woodworking and some blacksmithing stuff.
Well, good luck with that. You got a website yet, Sergeant?
Yes, sir. It's northarrowproject.com.
Northarrowproject.com. I'll go look that up. I appreciate all that you've done. I appreciate your joining me today. Have a great Veterans Day, and on behalf of everyone who's listening, thank you for all that you've done and will do for the country.
Thank you, sir.
Don't forget, the number is 1-760-725-3680, or you can go to www.thefund.org, www.thefund.org, or write to them at 825 College Boulevard, Suite 102, PMB 609, Oceanside, California, 92057. The Bob and Renee Parsons Foundation match is on now, so every dollar you give is matched, every dollar you give. Stay tuned to the Veterans Day Hugh Hewitt Show. Welcome back, America. Veterans Day is a tradition here on the Hugh Hewitt Show. I'm inside the Beltway this Veterans Day, but for 15 years, I've always highlighted the Injured Marine Semper Fi and America's Fund, which you can find at thefund.org. I do so through the generous time commitments of veterans who've been grievously wounded in one way or another, and they just join me from wherever they are. But I also remind you at the beginning and the end of every segment that I can, you can just call in a donation at 1-760-725-3680. Or now they've renamed Semper Fi and America's Fund into simply The Fund to make it easier to remember. Go to thefund.org. They've raised $288 million, and they've spent $288 million on servicing the needs of 25,000 wounded warriors and their families in ways large and small that the VA and the branches cannot do. They're just the most remarkable organization, I think, in America. Started at a kitchen table, a few Marine Corps wives, after their husbands and sons had deployed to Afghanistan. They began to see the wounded returning to Camp Pendleton Hospital. They got together, and here we are 16 years later, and they may be the most admired charity in America for what they've done. And boy, a 7% over our head. I will keep an eye on the news. Don't forget, I'm live. I'm inside the Beltway, and we know that yesterday the Supreme Court heard arguments on the Affordable Care Act. It does not appear it's not going to be struck down. I told you that during the hearings on Amy Coney Barrett, and there's clearly not 5 votes to strike the Obamacare down. There is a lot of pessimism within Team Trump, quiet pessimism that there is any way forward. They have filed a new lawsuit in Pennsylvania, which I'll get getting smart on today. Later in the day, I hope I will be posting for you the entire audio and video of my Matthew McConaughey interview from Monday, which was the audio was garbled, and we've been working on it. But the most important thing today is to make sure you thank people who've served and to really think and pray on those who've been lost forever, whose families carry that burden, and those who are recovering from wounds. It's been the long war. It is in its 20th year. Soon will be in its 21st year since 9/11. And I just can't tell you enough how much thefund.org helps people. Let's go back to fund.org right now. Joined now by Sergeant K.J. Stilling, United States Marine Corps. Good morning, Sergeant Stilling. Where do I find you today?
Good morning. Yes, thanks. I am way up north, Duluth, Minnesota.
Oh, you are up north. Now, I happen to have a live station in Duluth. People don't know that, but, I mean, we're out there talking to Canada. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. Shoot, it's Friday, and the weather here, we had snow a week or so ago, and it's kind of been nice this week, which is actually great because I'm doing an event tomorrow, and I think I'm going to be able to do it outside.
Tell us about what the Semper Fi Fund has done for you and what that event is, how it ties in. But first, actually, let me. I'm messing up. I'm talking to a gopher, so I'm messing up. When were you wounded? What were the natures of your injuries? People always want to know that before we talk about what you're doing.
Sure, sure. Well, my time in service, I was in the Marine Corps from 03 to 09, 2003 to 2009. I deployed to Iraq twice. I deployed to the same place, Al-Qaim, which was out on the Syrian border out west. And I didn't come home with any physical injuries. I came home with all four limbs and all my digits. And my injuries, I guess I would describe myself as trying to cope, trying to reintegrate into civilian life and trying to just reinvent myself as being a person who experienced combat and coming to terms with it and moving on. I guess that would be the injury that I would describe for myself.
Well, you know, I've got a friend who runs the Invisible Injuries Program at the Pentagon for the Air Force, and I don't think a lot of Americans understand invisible injuries very well, Sergeant, but you just explained it. So how did Semper Fi Fund help with those?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I'd say camaraderie, and it was years later after I left the Marine Corps that I finally got in touch with the Semper Fi Fund, and I didn't realize what I was missing so much at the time until after I got reconnected with men and women from service members and my brothers and sisters in arms. And that's what the Semper Fi Fund has provided for me, is connectivity to people who have experienced things like me. I guess, I don't know if I could say more about what I was trying to or struggling to get out, is that I just kind of, when I came home from Iraq uninjured physically, I just felt like I didn't have an excuse. Like, you know, poor me, there's no room for that, you know. I just need to pick myself up by the bootstraps. But the Semper Fi Fund has connected me with people who are experiencing their adversity in their life as well. And it brings people together. Back, like I said, back in that connected feeling of individuals that you know got your back, that you know have been through similar things that you have experienced.
Well, this is a vast network of warriors, and I, you know, I only know it as a civilian from the outside, but I'm never not impressed with how the Semper Fi Fund or America's Fund bring people together through athletics, through horsemanship, through apprentice program. I think you're one of the sportsmen, aren't you?
Yes, and yes, I've been lucky enough to be involved with Team Semper Fi, which is the Semper Fi Fund and America's Fund sports program.
In which ways? They do a lot of different events, from hoops for men in wheelchairs to slalom skiing to triathlons to the Marine Corps marathon team. Which ones are you in?
Correct, yes. My first event was in Breckenridge, Colorado. I got to go to an event called Ski Spectacular. And it's adaptive skiing, and it's snowboarding, and it's all sorts of levels. From the elite level, I met some on my first event. I was privileged to meet some snowboarders who went on to Pyeongchang to represent Team USA at the U.S. Paralympics. And
Yeah, when you and say so Breckenridge, though, I have an involuntary shudder, Sergeant. That's where I took a snowmobile into a tree, and I have a beautiful smile because they're all new teeth. So Breckenridge was not good to me, but I'm glad it was good for you. And that do you do triathlons as well?
Yes, triathlon, and I have done the Marine Corps Marathon 2 years. And tomorrow, what I mentioned earlier, tomorrow I'm doing the Semper Fi Fund and America's Fund Veterans Day virtual marathon.
That is terrific. I didn't know that they were doing that. You're the first one to tell me of the veterans I've talked to today. I know that they ran a virtual Marine Corps marathon inside the Beltway the weekend before the election, but you're doing it tomorrow in Minnesota?
I'm doing mine in Minnesota, and this is an event that's happening all over the country, you know, virtually. People are doing it in their town, in their state.
Are you doing it on skates or are you running?
You know, this one, I'm running.
Well, God bless you. That's going to be a little chilly. Wear the extra layer. Sergeant, thank you so much for joining me. Have a great, great Veterans Day run tomorrow. What's your what time are you looking for?
Oh, you know, gosh, I just want to finish. It's been a hard year, and my training hasn't been the best. And this is just a moral victory to cross the finish line.
It always is for me, and for someone like you up in Duluth, that's 2 times, 5 times, 10 times the moral victory. Thank you for joining us. Have a great Veterans Day tomorrow, Sergeant.
Thanks, you as well.
I'm always amazed at people who run in there's Grandma's Marathon up there, but the Marine Corps Marathon in Duluth. Wow. Hey, I got to give you the market update, even though it is Veterans Day and we're talking about the fund.org, and I do wish you would go there and contribute. I got to remind you about markets that Birch Gold sponsors this program. You can text my name, Hugh, H-U-G-H, to 474747. That's the easiest way to get all the information from Birch Gold. I'll send you information on two things. If you just want to buy gold for your safety deposit box or your safe, they'll help you with that. Again, you text my name, Hugh, 424747, or you go to hughgold.com. They'll also send you information on rolling over a portion of your IRA or 401k into physical precious metals. It's not a taxable event. You know, it's still tax protected. It will grow in wealth as it accumulates price. It will be safely stored. It's not an ETF. It's not a share in a gold mine or anything like that. It's actually gold and silver bullion and coins. You can discuss with them the specifics, but I think everyone ought to have 10 to 25% of their wealth anchored in precious metals, and they ought to have it either within hand or have someone. If you don't got the capacity to store it, Birch Gold can do it. And I trust these people. It's who I buy gold from. That's why it's called HughGold.com. And they sponsor the market look back every day at what happened yesterday. Another mixed market, second day in the row yesterday on Tuesday. The Dow was up 262 points. The NASDAQ was off 159. And the S&P was down 5. Now, this morning overseas, Japan's up almost 2%. England's up 0.65%. Germany's up 0.42%. Light crude is back up at $42 as it anticipates the recovery of the international economy with the vaccine coming online. And gold is at 1872 this morning, dropped down a little bit, and then it's back up a little bit. Now it's dropped down a little bit. It's hovering right around 1900. Good area to get in. I think anything above 1400 is a good area to get in. I've never seen it drop below 1400. I've seen it go as high as 2200 this year, and I expect for the long range. Look, inflation is coming given what has happened to the stimulus. The 10-year Treasury is up to 0.97%, and I've been warning you, every day it goes up a little bit because the economy is bouncing back. They are pricing in the effective production and distribution of the Pfizer vaccine, and they realize that Americans will spring back. Now, I don't think they're going to change their online shopping habits. I don't think they're going to change their exercise habits. I don't think they're going to change much of anything, except they're going to reopen. Businesses are going to return to work because there are things you get at business you can't get anywhere else. But the economy is coming back. And when that happens and the velocity of money increases, that's when inflation arrives. And that's when you want some gold. So don't forget, HughGold.com, HughGold.com. I promise I'm going to do it every day until Georgia, even on Veterans Day. Here's Chuck Schumer on Saturday talking about the Georgia special election, which is on January 5, cut number one.
Now we take Georgia, and then we change the world.
Yeah!
I'm sorry, can you repeat that, Mr. Schumer?
Now we take Georgia, and then we change America.
So as you grow less optimistic and less hopeful about Donald Trump coming back, you do ought to get more focused on the Georgia two Senate races on which everything depends and get involved with them. I don't know, George. I'm on 13 different affiliates in Georgia. I'm not going to run through them today. I'm not going to take any call today because I'm talking to the Wounded Warriors. But do remember, George, you got to register before December 7th. Anyone who's going to be 18 on January 5 can register. All the college kids can register. All of the people at your church, people at work can register. Vote early when they are allowing early voting. And we got to elect Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue, reelect, actually, David Perdue and Senator Loeffler, too, on January the 5th. Coming right back with another amazing Wounded Warrior, thefund.org. Please don't forget thefund.org. You can call them at 760-725-3680. Welcome back, America. Overnight, the President-elect Biden's lead in Arizona narrowed to 12,813 votes. President Trump is hoping for the 46,000 votes left to count to flip Arizona. And it will matter definitely to a lot of down ticket races. So we got to get the counting done and recounting done everywhere. But today we're focused on Veterans Day and thanking all the men and women who have served, especially those who have been wounded while they served. I'm going to talk now with Lance Corporal Sean Adams, United States Marine Corps. Corporal Adams, where do I find you this morning?
I'm in Maysville, Georgia.
Well, boy, you are the center of Election 2020. You've got madness around you, but of course, compared to Afghanistan, that's nothing. Tell us when you were injured and how's your recovery going?
I was injured on February 10th of 2012, and I recovered Walter Reed for about 2 years, and from there I've been going from helping veterans out from one nonprofit to another, and that's kind of been my attack on my mental anguish. You know, you got to kind of control that chaos. That's kind of how it kind of helps me do that, is helping other veterans out. It kind of my own little therapy piece, you know.
What were the nature of your injuries, Corporal? I got some noise in the background, but I'm sure they'll just shut down that channel shortly. I hope you don't hear it. But what were the natures of your injury?
I lost both my legs above the knee. My right arm was tore up pretty hard. Lost some nerve, got some nerve damage on my right arm as well. Lost about 40% of my vision, my left eye, and had the left side of my face got shattered, and I had to kind of reconstruct it. I still don't look any better. You know, I tried to get the doctor to help me out a little bit, but it didn't help out much at all. But yeah, that's pretty much the vast majority of my injuries.
Well, tell me, Corporal, what has Semper Fi Fund done for you? Because this every Veterans Day, I've done this for 15 years. I talk to injured Marines that the Semper Fi Fund has helped out one way or the other in an attempt to get their name out there and get people to support them so they can support people like you've sacrificed a lot for the country. How'd they help you?
Well, where do you start with an organization like Semper Fi Fund, man? It's they've been there since the beginning. They've been in there since the first time I met Karen. She walked in the room and said, "Hey, we're here to help." And she meant that. They mean that as a whole. They helped with the vehicle assistance in the beginning. They helped with family matters past that. They helped with contributing to my home to helping me move forward as an entrepreneur with drag racing. And they've been helping with some minor details with that, too.
Hey, stop there for a second, Corporal. We just heard your injuries. They're pretty significant. And you're doing drag racing?
Yes. Started a business back this past year, before COVID hit. And we were venturing into being a Vietnam Air Marine who's built a lot of cars that have run top 10 in the nation, and before Mod Racing, which stands for Mobility Over Disability, but I figured Mod looked pretty cool inside of a car. And we were looking at a Pro Mod. I got a 63 Vet Pro Mod. It'll run about 230 miles an hour.
Holy smokes.
A quarter mile. And we've taken it down to the chassis and rebuilt it. And we're in the process of the madness of COVID right now. We're still in the process of getting the engine put together for it. But, shipping and getting components have been a headache. But we were doing pretty well, with that. We're getting sponsorships and stuff like that. COVID hit, and all of a sudden, everything just went dead in the water. Racing in general did. So,
Corporal Adams, is there an online site for your drag racing effort?
We pretty much just have an Instagram right now. It's Adams Drag Racing. And you can go in there and see the progression of the car and what all we're kind of doing to get that thing ready to go down the track. At this point now for next year, due to the fact of COVID, it's got tracks shut down all over the place.
Well, that is terrific, though. Adam's Drag Racing on Instagram. I've talked to a lot of Marines who have been wounded over the years doing the Semper Fi fun shows, but I've never heard of a drag racer before. That's a first, and that's kind of exciting, actually. If we can get out of the virus, when do you hope to race it?
Well, you know, everything usually opens back up about, you know, April time frame for drag, and we're looking at, you know, getting on the track at that point for sure and have a debut of the car. We'll be running a little bit slower than 230. We'll probably run about 180 mile an hour at the first point, you know, maybe 160 to 180. But we could push that car, you know, like I said, on up into the 230 mile an hour range.
Corporal Adams, I hope you come back on Memorial Day and tell us how it went, because we're looking forward to that. Instagram, Adams Racing. Have I got that right, Corporal?
Yes, sir. It's Adams Drag Racing.
Adams Drag Racing on Instagram. Corporal, thank you. I appreciate it. A happy Veterans Day to you, and thank you for your service to this country.
Oh, thank you, sir.
This is the annual Semper Fi Fund show, and I want you to go to, it's now the Semper Fi Fund and America's Fund. You go call 760-725-3680. There's no better way to celebrate Veterans Day than a contribution to the fund.org, because they serve every wounded veteran, the Marines, the soldiers, the sailors, the airmen, the Coast Guardmen who've been injured in the long war and before. They have helped 25,000 injured soldiers, airmen, Marines, in with $288 million that they've raised. They are the best at this in the country. Thefund.org. Very low overhead, very high supervision. You can trust thefund.org. I'll be back with hour two of this year, the 2020 Veterans Day Marine Corps Semper Fi Fund show. Stay tuned to the Hugh Hewitt Show. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about a dollar a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. A 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.